Hi, my name is Vijay Narayanan. I am working as a SQL Server Support Engineer in Microsoft. Today I am going to discuss about the Performance Dashboard. What is Performance Dashboard? Performance Dashboard contains set of RDL files, SQL scripts, which helps us to monitor the SQL Server's real-time performance in a graphical way by querying certain internal dynamic management views. It is a lightweight SQL performance monitoring tool which doesn't store any performance related data. It uses Management Studio custom report feature, which in turn uses the client side report viewer control to display the reports. Now we will get into the demo of how to install Performance Dashboard. Download the SQL Server 2005 Performance Dashboard.msi from Microsoft site. We can install the Performance Dashboard on any drive location. I'm going to install Performance Dashboard on F drive. So, once the Performance Dashboard is installed, you could see the report files in the location of F drive, program files, Microsoft SQL Server, 90, Tools, Performance Dashboard, and you would see the list of report files. Now, run the setup.sql on all the instances you wish to monitor from the Management Studio. Open the Performance Dashboard main.rdl from the Management Studio custom reports. This is the main screen of Performance Dashboard. There is no custom report available for SQL Server 2008. We can use the existing 2005 reports by replacing the existing setup.sql and performance dashboard main.rdl with the attached setup.sql and performance dashboard underscore main.rdl in the site. Now, we will look at the privileges and system requirements to run the Performance Dashboard. The client tool should be upgraded to SQL Server 2005 SP2 or above. The computer running SQL Server must use a fixed processor frequency, or else the timing information collected and reported in SQL Server DMVs would be inaccurate. Refer to KB 931 279. The select access on most of the DMVs is required. So, the view server state, server permission should be granted. The traces report also requires the alter trace server permission. Now, let us look at the queries that are consume high CPU cycles. High CPU is bad for performance. Most of the times, high CPU is caused by queries due to inefficient query plan or poor indexing. We will see how this performance dashboard is useful in identifying the queries which has caused the high CPU. Let us run the following CPU intensive query on a single session. Gradually, we will see a spike in the CPU graph. It takes a minute to display the data. This report is accessed by clicking on the blue CPU utilization data point for SQL on the main dashboard report. The recent CPU utilization report is to find the current sessions with high CPU usage. Once we click on the corresponding spreads, it shows the session information along with the query text. It also shows the cached queries which have the highest CPU aggregate. Once we have identified a session or query causing the high CPU, this report allows us to navigate to the query plan report. In some cases, the optimizer may have index recommendations for the query displayed as part of the query plan report. Now we will discuss about I/O and how to identify the I/O bottleneck through dashboard. I/O is one of the potential performance bottlenecks in SQL Server environment, which could result in overall performance slowness. In performance dashboard, buffer I/O report displays any requests that are currently blocked waiting on a physical disk I/O to complete. From the report, we can also get the information related to session ID, query text, number of read write operations, wait resources, etc., which has caused the page I/O latch wait type. This wait type may be an indication of a disk I/O bottleneck that may be resolved by tuning the queries, check the disk with SAN vendor, or adding additional memory. Buffer latch report displays any requests that are waiting for access to a buffer that already resides in memory. Buffer latches are used to synchronize access to a page while the server is reading a row or modifying the contents of a page. The historical I/O report displays how much I/O is occurring within each database and the average I/O response time. By drilling the historical I/O report, when a particular table with significant I/O is determined to have a missing index recommendation, in which case it will show only the recommendation for the specific table. This information is pulled out from sys.dm_io_virtual_file_stats, and the report drill down gives you specific file level I/O statistics that can tell you where the bottleneck is. It also has the information about the percentage of read and write occurs on each and every database. It also displays top 20 objects within each database responsible for the most I/O wait time. We will look into blocking and other wait types now. When blocking occurs. Blocking occurs when one session requests a lock on a resource when there is already an existing lock with an incompatible lock mode held by a second session. The session at the head of the chain who is blocking others but is not blocked itself is termed as the head blocker. For more details, refer to the KB 224453. The blocking report displays the information related to head blocker, amount of time the query or speed is being blocked, wait resource, the transaction name. General wait report displays a chart showing the total wait time and number of waiting requests grouped by the wait category. It displays the information for all currently occurring wait types. The historical wait report displays a chart showing the total wait time and number of waits that have occurred for each and every category. The wait information is available since the time SQL Server was started and is an aggregated value as shown in sys.dm_voice_wait_stats. Performance dashboard also provides one of the interesting features called missing indexes. During query optimization, SQL Server engine recognizes and saves the proposed indexes in the missing index. The system table is sys.dm_db_missing_dmbase. SQL Server maintains up to 500 missing index entries. Before creating any missing index, consider validating the recommendation through DTA, that is Database Tuning Advisor, and always look at the average_user_impact before creating the missing indexes. Missing indexes link will appear in the miscellaneous information section of the main dashboard page, providing access to this report. We will see the query plan and plan guide information from the performance dashboard. It shows compile plan and not the actual execution plan. It shows only the estimate only. The query plan report displays the query text and its associated query plan in a format that is similar to the legacy show plan all output. It also displays any warnings related to missing statistics, indicates that there were no statistics available for a given column. Plan guide report is accessed via the query plan report when the show plan XML indicates that the query matched a plan guide. The report allows the user to see the details about the plan guide and its associated query hint that was applied during query compilation. We can disable the plan guide using sp_control_plan_guide. In general, Performance Dashboard is a lightweight real-time SQL performance monitoring tool which helps you to identify the issues related to high CPU, I/O bottleneck including latch contention, blocking and wait statistics, missing indexes, query plan and plan guide. Thank you.